Dear audiences, you are listening to IBM Shanghai Toastmasters Club FM, and this is Inji. Today, we have a very special record. We are very honored to invite four of our contestants to share their experience in the Toastmasters contest. They are Liva, Joyce, Alice, and Jay. Please say hello to our audience.
Hello!
Okay, now let's begin. Would you please briefly introduce yourself, I mean your background of the contest, and such as your title, and what type of your contest, the Mandarin or English? And also, would you please tell us what is the reason drive you to dive into this contest? So.
Okay, thank you, Yin Jie. Hello, this is Jay, and I'm another Jay, the singer in China mainland, not the Jay in Taiwan.
Oh, we know that guy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm an IBM Toastmasters member for 1 year. Yes, 1 year. More than, not about 1 year. And my contestant title was Microwave.
Microwave.
Yes, and okay. I joined the international contest, speech contest, and the table topic contest, and I was dropped in club level with the table topic
yes,
contest.
Yes, I noticed that among all these four people, you are the only one who had ever take part in not only the prepared speech, but also the table topic. So, why you choose to, you know, take part in the whole session of the contest?
At the beginning, I was planning to join the international speech contest because I'd like to, to practice more of my speech.
Yeah.
And but as for table topic, someone said, "You just bring yourself to on the stage. You don't have to prepare anything. So why not? Why not?" So that I went to that stage to. Practice the table topic session.
Cool. I think you are very brave to come to that stage. And for the prepared speech, just now you said about a microwave.
Microwave.
Okay. So why you prepare that subject?
Actually, I just wanted to share some of my normal experience about my life and to pull some message from that experience.
Yeah.
But just before the contestant period of time, I got a conversation with my wife about the functions about a microwave, and I found that it's very normal, very little story in our life, but the message can be different.
Yeah, so
I chose that topic.
So you choose a tiny story from your life, but which is interesting, and you can share to the audience, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I noticed another thing that Alice, your level have stopped at the club level, but I feel a little pity. But the reason is just because you over time a little, right?
Yeah, 11 seconds. I still remember.
11 seconds. Oh, that's really a pity. So,
yeah.
Can you say something about your experience and feeling in that time?
Sure. Hi, audience. I'm Alice Zhou, currently the president of IBM Shanghai Toastmasters Club. I joined this club in, I think, November 2011, and just a little bit after, I think 1 month after the club was founded, and I really enjoyed time being in this club. And but it was a pity that I didn't really do a lot of speeches in this prepared speeches in club. However, I focused on the leadership skills. I have already gained competent leadership in the on the way to be a mature leader.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. And I joined the contest. I think you forgot. I also joined a prepared speech contest and, both prepared speech contest and table
topic. Oh, table topic. Yeah,
yes.
Right. I am the SA at that time.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
And my prepared speech title was "Fear is a Friend."
Yeah, fear is a friend.
Yes.
And I had ever read that passage in our FM program. I like that passage.
Yes. Theory is a friend. Yeah. And also I joined the Table Topics contest. The reason I think pretty much the similar with Jay, you'll have to bring to the contest is that yourself. And the nervousness that you'll have to experience on the stage while you were there. Yeah. And the reason, I think the reason why I chose Fear is a Friend is because of a song sung by Lanka. It's called Trouble is a Friend.
Trouble is Friend. Yeah,
the right, the rhyme is like, Trouble is a Friend,
I see that. They also select that song for this
as a background the music.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. So, Alice, Joyce, yes. Yeah, please.
Hi, the audience. This is Joyce. I joined the club, I think, nearly 6 months. This is my first time to attend the contest. Though I have reached the national contest in Nanjing last year. Oh. I think it's great. At first, I want to attend the prepared speech, but after 2 weeks, I still have no idea about what to say. So on the contest day, I arrive earlier and want to see what's the prepared speech they are going to say. But then I met the Billy. Mm-hmm. That day he's the contest chair.
Yes, right.
And he encouraged me to
take part in this topic.
Table topic. Okay. So I joined this contest.
Mm. So you are promptly selected. And she got into the area level.
Yeah.
You got into area level.
Very fortunately, I have the chance to join the second level.
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Liva, actually, I noticed that every time before your prepared speech, you hardly prepare for too long time. So I just think you just redeemed the prepared speech as the table topic speech. I think that is very difficult for the ordinary people. So how did you prepare your contest speech this time?
Okay, firstly, I will introduce myself. I'm Liva, and I'm the founding member of IBM Shanghai Toastmaster Club. I'm now the Advanced Leadership Bronze and Advanced Leadership Communicator Bronze, and will be Advanced Communicator Silver Thursday.
Wow. Very cool.
I will try my best. Yeah. And this time, I participate in all the three contests, the Mandarin one, the English one, and the Table Topic one. And for me, I have to admit that in the past six terms, I participated almost all the contests. I want to say this not just to show off, but just want to share with you that a contest is just as the seminar at the ordinary meeting. So you just take this chance, and also as practice in the meeting, as practice in the contest. That's why I try to participate even in all the contests every time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think that is because you have lots of experience on the stage, but maybe to the audience, maybe to the common people, they feel nervous on the stage. So just as you said, we need to take part in as more as we can, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So next, I want to ask some other questions, such as, do you think you have reached your expectation in this contest? I mean, do you think you get some successful experience, or you think, oh, I failed in this contest? So what is this kind of feeling?
I'll have to start.
Okay, please.
For sure, the international speech contest. I was disqualified.
Oh,
and that was
really
a pity.
Yes.
Because I didn't expect that at all. Because,
we all didn't expect that.
See, this message is really important if you want to join another contest. Actually, when I was preparing for this contest, I timed myself. I timed the whole speech. It was never over 7 minutes. was never over 7 minutes. However, when I got on the stage and then I had some interaction, you know, with the audience, and those interactions with the audience.
So you didn't plan that interaction.
No, okay. And I didn't plan that long time for the audience response. Oh. Maybe when I was rehearsing my speech, it was like I took like 2 seconds for the audience response, but actually it was 3 or 4 seconds. Then I was 11 seconds over the limit time. And that was where the disqualify time came from.
Yes.
So that reminds me, when we did the last session of interview with all the contestants of the last year, Bruce told me you would always be longer when you are on the stage,
yes,
right? But I didn't take that. I didn't take his advice when he was giving this advice last time. I think it is really important. And next time, if you would like to join context, like really, really take that into consideration.
Yeah.
You know, last term, I also ran out of time for my Mandarin speech in another club.
Yeah.
For the club level. And after that, this year, you know, normally for around 7 minutes speech, I will write, not write, my word will be around 700. But for this contest, all my words for English one are around 525 words.
Okay.
That's why for the other time where we provide for the audience for the interaction, or even at least I can slow down. If I didn't see the green card, I can just slow down and let the audience think, oh, she must thinking, and let us thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for Alice and Livers. Okay.
Yeah, so I think for myself, I think it's for not a very long time members. The join is the most success.
Join, yes, you're right. Right.
Participation is way better than perfection.
And I also agree with Alice that she just gave us a very important lesson that we must count nearly every facts in our contest scenario, such as audience interactive. So next time, if other members want to attend any contest meeting, you should pay attention to this aspect, right?
Yeah.
And I can tell you the accurate data is that for the past winner champion of the international speech, the words almost less than 515 words.
Oh, I see.
But actually, I think this is a very high level, because Liva, you just count the accurate number of the word. As a very junior member, I never tried to calculate the number of the word. So I just wonder, is that really important? Because when I try to rehearse my prepared speech, I only get a stop word and just watch the time. So do you think the number of the word is really that we need to control?
Yes, very important. Because if you have a long script, then when you see the green card, you still have 1/3 didn't prepare, didn't set it out.
Yeah.
Then you want to gap and get to the final message, get to the conclusion.
Right.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And if you without a conclusion, the judges will not give you
a high score
on the structure. So that's why if you have a very short script, but when you see the green card or even the yellow card didn't raise up, you can just slow down.
Yeah.
And even maybe you just use some body language to mispose, just something like this. It's just a trick.
And I thought about it after I was disqualified. I think here I would like to give 2 suggestions for preparation of it. The first one is that I would like to suggest it's way better to practice with some other people instead of you practicing in front of the mirror yourself. Of course, in practicing in front of the mirror by yourself is important, but before the contest day, like, make sure you can practice with at least another person. So it gives the person
time. Could be the audience.
Right.
Okay.
And then you have the right concept of how much time you're gonna need for the audience response time.
Yes.
Right, and then this person can also time your speech, right? That's very important. And the other thing is that sometimes, like in the ordinary meetings, we are not that careful about, or say we don't really pay that much attention about timing. Sometimes when we are like several seconds over the limited time, we think, oh, that's okay. But actually, it's a kind of habit. If you have already formed that kind of habit, then it will be a habit with you like forever. And then when the serious context comes, then you wouldn't change your style. And you couldn't resist the temptation of like being over time. That's really, really bad. And it's kind of like if you have a really good, I still remember one time calling Joe. Yeah, okay. He got into a higher level of contest, but he was also several seconds over time, and that was really a pity.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Very good suggestion. Mm-hmm. And I think I will not attend any contest. I mean the contest part. Mm-hmm. So I also try to apply your suggestion to the ordinary meeting. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Jay, how did you prepare your speech before?
Actually, I think Liwa is a very careful lady. She counts accurate
the
words,
number. Uh-huh.
But if you are careless or you are a lazy man just like me,
okay.
I don't count the number of the words, but I just count the number of the page.
Oh, page.
My script. Yeah. Normally, I have one page.
The A4 page? Or?
A4 page is normal size of the words. Okay. And if I go over the 1.5 pages, mm-hmm. so it's dangerous. If I got two pages, oh, it's terrible. Okay. It's lazy way.
So your scale is much larger than Levi's scale. Okay. Okay.
And yeah, so as Alice said, we will rehearse with another person. That's great. Yeah.
So did you find another person? Your wife?
Yes, my wife.
Oh, very good. So,
I think that's the reason why I failed, because I only rehearsed the before the division contest mm-hmm. with Yubing, mm. the only one. Yes, I don't like rehearsal.
Oh, yes, because you always give us the speech impromptu. I think that's cool, really cool. But maybe before the contest, you need to prepare a little. Yeah.
Yes,
that reminds me of one. I think it was the champion speech,
summit.
I think in the year 2012.
Okay.
The name is called Trustees Must,
mm-hmm.
right? And after they had an interview too, and then that contestant said that you'll have to rehearse for many, many times. And that contestant said he rehearsed with his wife like 100 times or even more than that.
Just try to prepare the for this contest.
So, and we rehearse with different people.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, Peter won the champion of the four festival convents.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that he prepared for his speech, I want you, for more than 6 months.
Wow.
And during these 6 months, he went to many clubs to practice, to try which part will attract the audience, and then amend the script.
Right.
I never imagined this is such a big project.
Yes.
Before the contest preparation.
Weird.
Yes. Okay.
Now you'll have to design
every
detail.
Yes.
Right. So really the practice makes the perfect.
Yes.
Okay. I think I should feel
guilty.
Yes. Because before my, you know, ordinary meeting, when I give a prepared speech, I only prepare for more than 1 week. Then I think, oh, I have prepared for so long time. Okay. So I just wonder, during the process of your contest, do you have any deeply impressive things that you can remember? Maybe the things from maybe some experience from other contestants, maybe from yourself, or maybe from the judge or the audience. So is there any this kind of experience?
Yeah, I think my experience, I think it's different because I have joined this the second level for the table topic title is if you can pray, what you will pray for.
Right.
And when I back home, I talked with my husband. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really hard topic.
Yeah.
And my husband told me, no, it's easy. I think if you will pray, what are you pray for? He said, I will pray for health. Oh, that time I think it's really content is the most important. Because if I can pray for health, then you can expand to many things. If I have health, maybe I can do more traveling. Then I can connect to my hobbies to travel. And if I have health, then I can do my job better. Then I connect to the job. And then if I have health, I can make my accompany with my family. Then yeah. I can connect to my life. I think it's really the content is so important.
Content is important. But I think you have such a clear thought just because your husband have offered you this idea after the contest.
Right.
But I remember in the club level, your title, the table topic title is given by Billy.
Yeah.
And it is if you have the superpower. So if you have the superpower, what kind of superpower you would like to have?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I found that lots of contestants stand in the stage and thought for a few seconds. I just wonder, did you feel a little nervous at that time? And why? How can you come up with some idea at that time?
Yeah, I think it's maybe a little called to the... I think Yubin have said that every for the table topic you also can to prepare.
Yeah.
So that
how to prepare? We nearly have no time for the preparation. I think.
Yeah, I mean that I think it's like the Yubin says you can prepare many stories and each topic you can connect to.
Right.
So yes, I think that time I think all the members know I love the travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that time I was thinking if I have the superpower, I hope I can...
Apply it to the traveling.
Yeah, oh, I can fly. Cool. Then I can connect to the traveling.
Yeah.
And I think in the air level, if I can go to the message, if I can have health, I can also connect to the traveling.
Yes, right.
Then I think if you just prepare some small stories, then you can all can connect to... I think for the different directions, but all can connect to your own story.
Right.
Yeah. So you mean we need to prepare some story in our daily life, not just only to think it really before the table topic part, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And Jay, I forget, what is your choice of the superpower at that time?
My choice is if I have
the
ability to stop the time.
Oh, stop the time.
Yes. Actually,
so you have more time for the table topic part.
The
Du Mingjun.
After I saw the TV show about the people from other
stars.
And I just take a pick. That's a normal thing for almost every lady. So it's, I choose a bad topic. It's not special, but at that time I was on the stage. I think it's very special, but I am wrong.
Okay, and Alice, your superpower at that time is.
I think I said something about to make my man shut up.
Oh right, I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
So you are striving for the women's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, and I after the area level contest, I also thought about our topic, what should we pray? Mm-hmm. And I thought about this, and I thought, when do we need to pray? When we are helpless or when we are hopeless, then
yeah.
We pray to some superpower or to pray to the creator or whatever. But I was wondering what if we don't need to pray? That means we can solve all those problems or all those scenarios and situations that that made us helpless and hopeless. If we can, by our abilities, to invent things or to prevent bad things from happening, and then we don't really need to pray that much, or we don't need to be that helpless and hopeless. I think that could be something more fundamental and more important to say. But however, I thought about that after the contest.
So this also the experience, the next contest.
Yeah, but it's definitely worthwhile to be on the spot, and then that triggers your eager desire to think about it and to think deeper about about it and about this opportunity too.
Okay, yes. And for Liva, I think the table topic is very easy for you, right?
Yes.
You have got countless of the best table topic speaker.
No.
Oh, no.
Yes, okay. I rarely get the best
table topic
speaker. Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why. Maybe of the judges. I'm kidding. I think that because I just try to be speed up. So that's why every time when the host told me the question, and then I just start. I never to take even 1 to 10 seconds to think. You know, in a contest, you have time. If you just stand there and don't have any body language
or
vocal variety,
they
will not count time. Okay. So even when you stand there for 1 minute, it's okay.
It's okay?
Yes,
oh.
But definitely the judge may not feel so good. But uh-huh. at least you can stand there for at least 10 seconds
okay.
to have a brief structure or the main message to organize your whole structure and speech. So that's why, firstly, I think I too rush. And the second one is that because I want to speed up, so that's why for the previous 1/3, I will not tell the audience very useful things.
Yeah.
Just the like someone can throw questions, but nowadays I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe someone just tell you a story, and nowadays I still don't want to do it. So I just I like to use the paralyzed sentences, but maybe the audience finally get my message will think that, oh, your opening didn't connect to your body and conclusion. Yeah, I think that is my problem.
Okay, so you mean that we still can organize our idea and we think about 10 seconds before we really want to say something in the table.
And without any body language, without any vocal variety.
Okay, okay. That's a good lesson for all of us.
And besides Liva's suggestion, I've got another one.
Okay.
For table topic, I think Yubing has mentioned that once you got...
Yubing should come here today.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Once you are on the stage, you have much time to be... standing on the stage, it's not counted as the time. But another point is that don't directly answer the question from the table topic master. Just pick a story from thousands of miles away. and talk something that the audience are not sure what you are talking about. But at the end,
you may
seize them
connect
back
the two things
to your
okay.
message. That's a skill maybe some people use.
I think that maybe really need more practice.
Because I usually answer the question too quickly.
Uh-huh.
Right after the master asked the question, I said yes. I said I if I can do that, I do this. But
a very quick response.
If you answer the question that way, no one wants to listen to your next words. That's
right.
A problem.
Yeah, I think also have another experience. I think that is learned from the other competitors.
Contestant.
And I think if you have no idea about the table topic, then you can just link to the hot news.
Hot news?
Yeah, because the hot news, you can attract the audience. Then connect to your...
For example, the superpower, I saw that maybe we can connect to the airplane accident.
Yeah.
And we can say we need some superpower to save people or save the airplane.
Yeah.
In that time.
Then I think from hot news, then still connect to your own point or your own story. I think that can be perfect.
That's a good suggestion. Yes. Okay.
Or if we can think that fast. So we should upgrade our CPU.
And the better our memory enhanced too, right? And okay, so that is the table topic part. Actually, in the table topic part, you cannot know the content other contestant said, because when others is on the stage, you are outside the door. But for the prepared speech, it is different. Maybe before your speech, you can sit in the as an audience and listen to other contestants. So for the prepared speech, do you have some experience got from other contestants?
Actually, I would like to hear every speaker's speech, because that's the part I want to enjoy, mm-hmm. rather than my own speech. I think there are many different stories, many different kinds of experience from all the speakers in the contest. That's a treasure. One thing I can treasure in this opportunity. I don't have much opportunity to hear so many wonderful speeches. And so many wonderful stories. Maybe. And they can be many, very different from all of the styles. Some like to tell us some stories. Some like to introduce some rules or some things they like. Okay. It's very different.
Yeah. So and maybe when you sit behind the stage, you need to rehearse again in your heart. Maybe at that time.
Actually, I was totally enjoying the speeches. I don't mind myself.
Okay,
actually,
that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I forgot I was a contestant.
Oh.
I totally agree with Jay, and I'm so sure that you have already rehearsed enough before your.
The
content meeting, right?
So you need to relax
You need to relax, and
okay.
also you need to be you need to be distracted from your own self-esteem, from your own existence, because only by doing this you will be relaxed. Or if you are just rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing,
you'll feel nervous.
You'll be more and more nervous, and then by this time, while listening to others' speeches, and then you will get your attention distracted from yourself, and then you will then by doing this you'll be a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, so you mean that we need to forget ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have attended the prepared speech, so I just watched there. So I also encourage all the normal members to watch the speech, because. Always we don't know what to prepare speech, because I think normal people like me, I just do the three prepare speech, because I have no idea what to say. But when you watch the contest, you will see every story, everything
could be used
to prepare speech. I think it's very, very useful for you to prepare your speech.
So any story from our life, we can take use of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And for Liva, I remember you ever used some Chinese old saying as your prepared speech content. The bone, the drag.
The snake.
The snake, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So how did you choose your title or the content when you prepare your prepared speech?
You know, for my last prepared speech, because the objectives and the menu requires me to bring the history to the real life. So that's why I have to choose. I don't want to choose the fairy tales in the foreign countries, because we are Chinese. Why not we choose our own stories?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I choose. I think that any 谚语 can be a story and bring to the real life. So that's why I choose that one. And I think for the prepared speech, for the contest, I have the same question as Joyce, but 1 year ago, that what should I say in my speech? And I even raised a question in the LinkedIn of Toastmasters International. And many DTM replied to me in this. I still remember one of them said like this: if you are more than 10 years old, you should have, you should, you what to say? you should have so many topics to say because you are more than 10 years old. I don't know why, because I have struggled for this question for almost 2 months. And I don't know why, when I see this sentence, I just, oh yes, I have so many things to say. And after that, I pick everything I can tell you a speech. Just if you want to tell a speech, even a cup, you may use this with the paper cup. Maybe I can talk about the environment.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
I can
yeah.
talk about
right.
healthy, to drink
healthy.
More. Maybe
right.
I can talk about the take care of my kid or take care of my parents. Just that, I think, oh, yes. Just know, yes, everything, we can talk about it. And I think that another one is for all these members who are below the competent communicator title,
yeah.
I want to encourage you to participate in the contest, especially the prepared speech. Is that when you attend it and deliver one speech, it will be counted as one of your projects.
Mm.
Oh.
So that's why my first 10 projects, almost 4 are all for the contest.
Oh.
Yes.
So how many, when you try to attend this contest, you have already the ACL and AACC, right?
ALB.
So I just wonder, is there any ordinary members, how many ordinary members, just as I or as Joyce, had ever taken part in the contest? Do you know the rough numbers?
I can tell you a truth. That
mm-hmm.
last year in the four conference, Nanjing conference,
Summit?
Yes,
okay.
Nanjing conference,
mm-hmm.
someone called Vivian, I don't remember her Chinese name. She just delivered her P3 or P4.
Oh.
Because for humorous one, we don't require for offer P6.
Okay.
Only P3 or P4 from Beijing. I want to mention Beijing is as similar as Shanghai, which means that all the contestants are very powerful.
Okay. So from Liva's message that all the ordinary members could take part in the contest,
yes,
and,
right.
and we encourage you to take as more as you can, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And can you imagine if you just delivered your P3 or P6 and you go to the district level, you just
that
the
is so cool.
Miao Sha all
yeah.
the ALB, ACB.
Second kill.
Yes, superstar.
Yes.
Yes. So if you have the chance to choose again, I believe you will still choose to attend this contest, right?
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
So but when you try to, if you have the chance to choose again, is there any different you will make in your next plan?
Yeah.
Anything that you think you may need to change or during your rehearse or your preparation, something could be improved? Such these kind of things.
Yeah, I think that participate is the most success.
Yeah.
I think for the next or for the following contest, I will attend maybe just participate
all the
contests. Yeah.
Oh, we are looking forward to
yes.
your yeah.
Yeah, I think because this time I just I encouraged to join the table topic, but I think I have got enough. Many things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yes, I would like to join the next contest.
And all
sure.
the parts, right?
Yes, I will try to do that. And
oh.
Yes, the participation is the most important thing besides all other things. But rather than that, if I have the chance to take next, yeah, I sure have the chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, not if, I sure. What I will do is that I will prepare more because I just prepared for about 1 week. I think for a good speech, no matter it's contest or ordinary speech, a week is not enough.
Yeah.
And I will take more time to prepare and take more rehearsal with you guys.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Not
very
just
cool,
your wife. Yeah.
Okay, and for Alice, I think we really hope that you can take part in next time, and we hope you can control your time better.
I thought you were going to say, I hope you can kill the timer.
Oh, That is another good suggestion. Your superpower, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you say something, say one sentence to the ordinary members who is decide to take part in the contest, but finally they are hesitate and didn't take part in. So, if you have one sentence, speak to them. What would you say to encourage them or something like that? Yeah.
I think trust me. Mm-hmm. Join and enjoy the contest.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yes.
One sentence I want to share with the audience is that something you have the chance. If you miss it, maybe you will never have the next same chance.
Wow, that would be heartbreak. So you need to gasp all the opportunities that you could have, right? Okay, thank you, Jay. And
I think maybe I can use the old sayings in Toastmaster, is that learn by doing.
Oh yeah. Yes,
just
right.
Do it.
That's our spirit.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So that's learn by doing is just the same good method for our daily job, actually.
Yes,
yeah. For all the engineer, right?
Yeah. And a lawyer.
Oh, and a lawyer.
And sales.
And a buyer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if someone who has the ambition to be the president, maybe in the next season, mm-hmm. Alice, do you have some advice for them? Because you are the current president in our club, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really have. I really, truly have something to say to summarize this interview. You guys all know that the Shanghai conference is coming in May, and I really, really love the slogan of this conference, mm-hmm. Maximize your momentum.
Maximum your
momentum.
Yes. Yes.
Maximize your momentum, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are young, and we are... at the right time.
You are young, but we are not.
We are the right time and the prime time of our whole life. And mm-hmm. this is the time that we should and we could maximize our momentum. And let's imagine after years when we are old and we couldn't even talk properly or we couldn't even walk anywhere. Then by that time, we still want to maximize our momentum, but we cannot. Yeah. So now it's the prime time, and it is truly the time for us to do what we want to do and to really take on the challenge and really push ourselves to be on the spot and just live up and learn and by doing it. And
yes,
really
yes.
Start doing it.
Yeah.
Step out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Alice. So... we must do something when we are young.
Yes.
Otherwise, when we get older, what can we recall, right? Okay. So I guess we have no much time. So thank you very much for all
your
participating.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.